Encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
Good evening. I'm Donald Voorhees, and I'm delighted to say that our guest in song tonight is also with me here in the studio. She's Lily Pons, one of the most colorful and glamorous opera stars of modern times. And I must say, Lily, you look just as beautiful as ever. The West must agree with you.
You make me blush.
Thank you. Lily, we're going to begin our musical recollections this evening with one of your finest Telephone Hour performances, Caro Nome from Rigoletto. And then later, I want to talk to you more about it.
Thank you.
Lily Pons singing Carlo Noma from Verdi's Rigoletto. Lily, as I recall, that was one of the arias that helped launch your American career, wasn't it?
Yes, at the audition of Metropolitan, it was about four opera.
Ah.
You know, I sing Rigoletto aria, Lacmé, the Belle Song, and aria of Philine in Mignon, and the mad scene, and this was a long, and it was a long, long one. And I think when they hear me in those four big arias, being so petite, I was 98 pounds in that time, and they were thinking I will not be enough strong for all evening, you know, and they were wrong, because I wait about 1 hour the time people were making audition, and I sing again better. The four big aria, and they say, well, she's enough strong.
Didn't that bring on the all three contracts immediately? The opera house,
immediately, I get a 5 years contract with Metropolitan, 5 years with Columbia, and 5 years with the RCA Victor company.
Lily, as your career developed in America, you began singing a great deal of light music as well as opera. Was this accidental or deliberate?
But I think it was the time when you do so much radio, you must content a lot of public. You see, the one who likes semi-popular, the one very classical, and it must be always a great variety, even now.
And, of course, you appeared in several movies.
Oh, yes, four. Movie was, I think, in that time, very difficult for a musician.
Yes.
Because they have no musician at all over there. And you suffer a lot because you think all the time it was will be a mistake and you must work more harder, you know.
Yes.
And also, you know, to take so long time. Mm. I was so busy with concert, radio, and opera that I don't to sacrifice anything to be up there.
Well, the song we've chosen next isn't from a movie, but it's certainly bright and lively. It's the Maids of Cadiz by Dalid.
Passez votre chemin, vous tirez.
Dépenses and Les Filles de Cadix by Léo Delib. Now let's hear a virtuoso piece for strings, Dinicu's Hora Staccato. Actually, Yasha Heifetz made this popular as a violin piece with his transcription, but we converted the entire fiddle section of the Bell Telephone Orchestra into one big instrument. I'll be back with more encores from the Bell Telephone Hour after this message.
Ever talked with someone who has used telephone service in another country? If so, you know why most people come away with a new appreciation of the quality of telephone service in the United States. One of the reasons is that Western Electric is part of the nationwide communications network known as the Bell System. Western Electric. That's the name you'll find in the cradle of your telephone. They made 7.5 million telephones alone last year. When Bell Laboratories comes up with something new in communications, their engineers and Western Electric engineers work hand in glove to see that it's made and supplied to local Bell telephone companies at the lowest possible cost. This is one of the reasons the cost of telephone service has not increased as fast as that of most other services through the years. Western Electric, a name to remember when you enjoy reliable, low-cost, nationwide telephone service.
Our special guest on tonight's program is Lily Pons. But before we continue our conversation, here's the Bell Telephone Orchestra to play what many consider to be the finest Strauss waltz ever written, Gold and Silver by Franz Lehár. Now let's return to our special guest, Lily Pons. We're going to hear another of your wonderful telephone hour performances, Lily. Una voce poca fa from Rossini's Barber of Seville. I noticed that the title of the aria has 13 letters in it. Do you still consider that a sign of good luck?
Oh, yes. All my life, 13 was a very good number. For example, you know, I was one of the rare artists who signed a contract on Friday the 13th.
Oh, my.
Because many are just conscious about it. Said, no, I will prefer to sing the 12 or the 14.
Well, before we hear it, Lily, won't you sort of tell us what it's about, what the title means, and what leads into your saying these words at this time?
Well, una voce is one voice. Okay. And when she sings that aria, she already feels she's in love with Count Almaviva, who was serenading her.
Yes.
And she explained everything, the love she will be for him. But she's a very determined character.
Yes.
And she said, I will do this and I will don't do that. You see, this is the character of Rosina when she was a young girl.
Yes.
And this is one opera I like because all my repertoire was almost very dramatic, you see.
Yes.
And this was something who was a comedy and, you know, humor, and I just love it.
You could have fun with it.
Yes, yes, it was really fun.
Il mio cor ferito già.
Marvelous performance of Rossini's Una Voce Poco Fa. Thanks so much for joining me here tonight, Lily.
Thank you, and today it was really a joy to see you again.
I hope we do this soon.
Oh, yes, I hope. Thank you.
I'll be back after this word from the telephone company.
Footsteps. How many could you save if you had the convenience of extension phones? For only pennies a day, you can have a phone within a reach instead of a walk. Upstairs, downstairs, kitchen, bedroom, family room, anywhere you spend a lot of time. Extension phones help stamp out extra footsteps. And there's a variety of style and color phones to choose from. There's a new Trimline phone that fits in the palm of your hand. Pick it up and the dial comes to you. To hang up and dial again, just push a button on the handset. You don't have to put the phone down. Or you can choose the elegant princess phone with a dial that lights up. There are wall phones and standard desk sets, too, and colors to blend with any room. So call your Bell telephone business office and see how easy it can be to get an extension phone and stamp out those extra footsteps.
This is Donald Voorhees. I do hope you enjoyed our visit with Lily Pons this evening, and that you'll be with me again at this same time next week when performances by the American pianist Grant Johannesson highlight our encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
This is the NBC Radio Network. Mm-hmm.